Transliteration from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. Transliteration, in a narrow sense, is mapping from one script into another script. It tries to be lossless. For example, the informed reader should be able to reconstruct the original spelling of unknown transliterated words. To achieve this, it may define complex conventions about how to transliterate letters that have no single correspondence in the goal script. Romaji, as an example, is a transliterating method. This is opposed to transcription, which maps the sounds of one language into the script of another language. Still, most transliterations map the letters of the source script to the letters pronounced similarly in the goal script for some specific pair of source and goal language. One instance of transliteration is the use of an English computer keyboard to type in a language that uses a different alphabet, such as in Russian. While the first usage of this word implies seeking the best way to render foreign words into a particular language, the typing transliteration is a purely pragmatic process of inputting text in a particular language. Transliteration from English letters is particularly important for users who are only familiar with the English keyboard layout and hence cannot type quickly in a different alphabet even if their software would actually support a keyboard layout for another language. Some programs, such as the Russian language word processor Hieroglyph, provide typing by transliteration as an important feature. The rest of the article concerns itself with the first meaning of the word, that is, rendering foreign words into a different alphabet. If the relations between letters and sounds are similar in both languages, a transliteration may be almost the same as a transcription. In practice, there are some mixed transliteration transcription systems that transliterate a part of the original script and transcribe the rest. Greeklish is an example of such a mixture. In a broader sense, the word transliteration is used to describe both transliteration in the narrow sense and transcription. Anglicizing is a transcription method. Romanization encompasses several transliteration and transcription methods. Transliterations in the narrow sense are used in situations where the original script is not available to write down a word in that script, while still high precision is required. For example, traditional or cheap typesetting with a small character set, editions of old texts in scripts not used anymore, such as Linear B, some library catalogs. For example, the Greek language is written in the 24-letter Greek alphabet, which overlaps with, but differs from, the 26-letter version of the Roman alphabet in which English is written. Etymologies in the English dictionaries often identify Greek words as ancestors of words used in English. Consequently, most dictionaries transliterate the Greek words into Roman letters. Transliteration, in the broader sense, is a necessary process when using words or concepts expressed in a language with a script other than one's own. The idea of transliteration is complicated by the genuine use in multiple languages of different common nouns for the same person, place, or thing. Thus, Muhammad is in common use now in English, and Mohammed is less popular, although there are excellent reasons for each transcription, and similarly for Muslim and Moslem. Muslim and Mohammedan are not interchangeable, as Mohammedan is a religious slur, and the typical French usage Muslman is considered offensively colonialist in English language texts. However, Muslman is a way to say Muslim in other languages, such as Urdu and Hindi. Transliteration is also used for simple encryption. Many people believe that transliterations of the original language should be preferred for places, people, and things over anglicized terms. For example, they might hold that what now is commonly called in English Munich should be called in English München, just as it is in German. There is an increasing tendency in English to do exactly this, although the anglicized forms of most words are still more common, with a few notable exceptions, example, Beijing. Others do not approve this trend. Explanations for this may be a desire on the part of English speakers to be authentic and correct. The increasing use of English by native speakers of non-English languages, who may prefer to use their native language form for a native person or place, even in English, and as a reaction to the spread of the English language, which threatens non-English languages, using the native forms of such words may be viewed as a way of compensating for the use of English. This sound file, and all text on this article, is available under the terms of the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft.